You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. California and the Bay Area are continuing to vaccinate more and more residents against COVID-19 each day, but not without major challenges. For starters, there's extremely limited supply, forcing officials to make tough decisions like who to vaccinate first. KALW's health reporter Angela Johnston joins me now to explain more. Hey, Angela.
Hi, Hannah.
All right, we got so many questions about vaccine. There's a lot to think about.
So much to think about. We could probably fill a week's worth of shows answering questions because the rollout has been pretty complex and involves everyone from the feds down to the counties. So because of this, the state and some counties have been pressured to be more transparent about this really complicated process, especially about shortages and why we're vaccinating who we're vaccinating.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, Angela, where are we at right now in the vaccination timeline?
Right now, California says counties can vaccinate people 65 and older, all healthcare professionals, and people in long-term care or nursing facilities. Up until recently, the state was going to operate by a tiered system: healthcare workers first, then by age and people with higher risk because of their jobs, underlying health conditions, or homelessness.
Right. So no more vaccines based on jobs?
Not for now, kind of. Some smaller counties had already started vaccinating people in education, emergency services, and food and agriculture. So the state okayed these categories. But the clear direction from the state is counties should take an age-based approach going forward. Meaning for this current phase, vaccinating people 65 and up, regardless of whether they're a bus driver or have diabetes.
And why did the state decide to go in this direction?
A few reasons. One is simply scarcity. There's very limited vaccine supply right now. California, with its almost 40 million people, is only receiving 250,000 to 500,000 vaccine doses a week. Production will probably ramp up with the Biden administration and also when other vaccines get approved. But the state looked at mortality rates. By and large, age is the biggest factor in determining who will die or be hospitalized for COVID-19.
Right.
Here's a crazy statistic. If you're over the age of 85, you have a 630 times higher chance of death than someone ages 18 to 29.
630 times higher. That's amazing.
Yeah, and if you're 65 to 74, that number is still high, 90 times. Whereas if you're, say, in your 40s, that number is only like 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason is something State Surgeon General Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris said over and over again at a vaccine advisory board meeting.
Complexity is a barrier to the speed at which we are getting the vaccine out. Like, simplifying saves lives.
What does she mean by that, Angela?
Yeah, the idea is that the fewer categories and tiers to the rollout plan, the more likely people will just go and get vaccinated. And that complex systems tend to benefit people with privilege.
Okay, but how are people responding to this?
Well, I heard many community organizations and stakeholders say, what about equity? What about essential workers who can't shelter in place at last week's meeting? Here's a clip of Sylvia Yee with the Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund.
We're not on the list. There is no disability category or group that's explicitly on the list. If they're not in the list, they disappear, and that perpetuates a long-lasting inequality.
And Esther Bejarano, a community health worker in Imperial County, argued that not all 65-year-olds are the same.
We cannot compare a 65 and up that lives in La Jolla to a 65 that lives in Imperial County, where we are completely overburdened historically from air quality. Our lungs are not growing the same, and so we are dying on a daily basis.
So, Angela, I mean, Esther has a point there.
Yeah, some 65-year-olds can stay home all day trying to navigate the phone mazes to book an appointment. Others don't speak English or are still working or don't have younger children to walk them through the process, which is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's community groups. How is the state responding?
Well, I spoke with Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris after the meeting, and she says she hears it.
What I want to emphasize, right, is that we've heard loud and clear that some folks will not be happy with this decision, right? We understand that. And for those folks, the concern is, hey, does that mean that this person who's 65 plus or this person who is older is now ahead of me in line? And what I want to say is they may be ahead of you in line for the vaccine, but they're making the line for the emergency room and for a hospital bed a heck of a lot shorter.
Yeah, and she says the state is thinking of ways to make sure they can target vulnerable communities within that age group in an equitable way.
Okay, but Angela, here's the thing. I've been hearing lots of stories about people just showing up at a distribution site, you know, regardless of their age or their demographic, in hopes of getting a vaccine.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it too. And the state says providers may offer doses to people in these lower priority groups when doses are about to expire or they've been thawed and would otherwise go to waste. But there are super fridges or freezers at a lot of these sites, so there are actually aren't as many places where the vaccine is truly going to waste. Plus, there's no guarantee that these folks would be able to get their second shot at the same place or in the same way. Mm-hmm. Still, to address any potential leftover supply, the state's actually hired a third party to take over its distribution and maximize efficiency.
Okay, and so let's bring it to the Bay Area. What is actually happening here?
Yeah, first, some counties have dashboards out now where you can check how many vaccines have been given out. Also, mass vaccination sites are beginning to open, like there's one at San Francisco City College. And the San Francisco Department of Public Health announced last week that their goal was to try to vaccinate all San Franciscans by the end of June.
June? You know, that sounds like an ambitious goal.
I know, and I was surprised when I heard that because last week the state said it could take 20 to 22 weeks to vaccinate everyone 65 and up. Plus, when I signed up for San Francisco's vaccination notification program, it told me I'd likely get mine by the end of the year.
So what accounts for that huge discrepancy?
I asked Dr. Naveena Baba. She's San Francisco's Deputy Director of Public Health. And she said that San Francisco set that as a goal because they want to build the infrastructure to vaccinate everyone by June. They're obviously still subject to the supply coming from the feds and the state. But they want to prepare to get there should more vaccines become available.
Okay, Angela, anything else we should know right now?
Well, this is just all changing so fast, and there are just so many moving parts. So keep checking klw.org for links and more information, and I think we'll just do the best we can to post things up there when they become available.
And looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Angela. Angela Johnston is KLW's health reporter. You can find her stories and the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic at klw.org.